This week's e-break has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the Tickets Broadcast Week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT Break.
2:38 on a Friday. Appreciate you being with us for the sweet spot. Big week ahead. Stars and Wild begin their playoff series this weekend. NFL Draft, 6 days away. Why would you ever listen to any other radio station? Hardline, live in Garland today on remote. We'll talk to those boys in a bit with some why today doesn't suck. But without further ado, let's throw it to Monty for the NIT. And again, congrats to EA for his big e-break win earlier this morning at 7:55.
Sure. Well, EA will get a chance here to go for the highly coveted double.
Ooh, a double turkey.
Oh, yes. But he will not be candidate number one. We have six here. Candidate number one, it's Baldy, your morning ticker man. And this is starting to become a problem. We mentioned last week that he ended a ticker by signing off with our sister's station's call letters.
No. Oops.
Well, this time he interrupts the musers by doing something very similar.
Man, I'm going to be great, and I'm not going to have to pay these guys, any of them, $40 million a year.
Then I would say that that scouting staff, which would be the outlier in the NFL, I wouldn't trust them with those other draft picks that I'm going to get from Mendoza because they're crazy.
I'm Ryan Baldwin on WB.
Hey, Ryan. How you doing?
Hey, sorry.
Hey, what's up? That's okay.
Yeah, hey guys.
It's a fun exercise in that I don't think the Raiders are thinking in that way.
Oh, how embarrassing.
You think we got a panicked, sorry guys, from Baldy here.
Hey, Ryan. How you
hey,
doing?
Sorry.
Hey, what's up?
That's
okay.
I'm just going to slouch away. And
I feel like he's lucky that Junior wasn't talking.
Yeah.
Having George talk. Of the two, that's the guy you want to interrupt.
That reminds
hey, sorry.
Sorry, guys. Reminds me of the old bet payoff that Justin and I never did when we were just podcasting before we were up here every day. It was the loser had to walk in on the musers and just turn their mic on and just see what happens.
And just start talking.
Just start talking. Just be part of a segment. They would just murder you.
They would have never heard from you again.
No. But they were very cool to Baldy there.
Yeah. No, luckily they were nice. And he apologized immediately. Well, yeah, that is Baldy. He is candidate number one. And we will hear later on what happens if you wrong the musers again. But candidate number two here on the NIT break, it's the aforementioned EA. So this was Tuesday night. Ooh. He did the first ticker right before we started the Maverick show with DJ and Tramiel and myself. Mm-hmm. But I don't think EA was fully prepared. So you're going to hear a lot of silence and then me finally realizing that EA had nothing, and I just start talking.
Now with locations in Dallas and Fort Worth, advancehair.com. That's your ticket ticker. I'm EA on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The Ticket.
All right. It's 7:15. Here on the Ticket. You got a special Tuesday night Dallas Mavericks season recap show. So he just fires off the lollipop instrumental.
We didn't have a produced open for the special
we
programming.
Did. He just didn't play it.
It feels like we struggle with that at times when it's the first Diamond Talk or Mavs Diamond Talk of the year.
Okay.
There'll be some, it might error out at times.
Yeah. Well, I'm having to sit there and do mental math of, okay, how long do I sit here and wait for EA to try to figure this out? And then I see just the top of his loofah head moving 100 miles an hour in here. And I'm like, I don't know that anything's actually being accomplished. So I'm just going to start things off like this.
All right. Let your instincts take over.
Like we said earlier, the top 10 host has to juggle a lot of things. He's doing his ticker.
Yeah. He was wrapping up a ticker, that's true, but
he's got to find Lollipop.
After that, he was just being a board op. All right. There is EA. He is candidate number two. Candidate three and four here. We have a combo platter from someone else you heard this morning. It's Bob Sturm. And this is a bit of a tie-in to what you heard this morning from Bob, where he misread Jay's sheet that he gives y'all for your spots. He did the exact same thing the next day and gets called out on it.
All right, coming up in 3 minutes at a very, very special snake pit.
The ticket.
But first, All Pro Foundation Repair.
If only that was the next segment, Bob.
It says...
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, you screwed it up. It's okay. You're doing great.
You know what?
I know. You're doing great. Tough week. So if somebody broke into your house tonight, just know.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Just so much gusto and ready to get this
do you tell
ship
them,
off the ground.
Jay, do you tell them the live spot when you hit the ticket stinger?
Yeah. I let him know, too. I was saying it, and then he just started talking. I was like, that's not correct.
At least he didn't do a live spot for a direct competitor like he did one time.
Yeah.
But the audio of that doesn't exist.
No.
That was...
But like I said, that was a continuation. I don't normally do this, but I'll play what you heard this morning because it's almost the exact same thing.
Well, she gone, at least for now. Dave, let's do some e-news next.
Legends confirmed.
The ticket.
Well, here we go. Talking about leasing your next vehicle. D&M Auto Leasing is in the space.
You're an hour ahead.
You know, I might be. Do you want to do one?
I think I should.
Okay,
I think
you go ahead.
You know what?
Let's hold that D&M. We'll put a pin in the D&M thought. Start up the music again. Here's Corby.
Thank you very much.
So much energy, too.
Yeah, he
fired
came out
up
of the gate
for it.
Firing.
Man.
And then, yeah, he put... put a day down and then said, okay, I'm good the next day. The exact same problem. All right, so there's Bob. Here's the second part of Bob as candidate number four. Here he's going to issue a joke that definitely stops down the hard line. I don't get it personally. I don't really know what he's going for. Maybe you guys will.
At E! News coming up with Davey, then Joel Klatt, then Snake Pit. So we're talking about Liv. It's over. The decision apparently could be made as soon as tomorrow on how to kind of pull the plug on all this.
So are they going to go back to playing rock?
Come on.
Come on, it was a fun radio joke.
No.
Explain.
Way.
Nah, they're just going to play rock. Probably call it the Eagle or something. Anyway, what?
Oh.
Maybe,
all right,
maybe workshop it and say, what are they going to do? Change formats?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was some good radio humor
from Bob. That was deep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not often does he stop the showdown and get looked at by both Corby and Dave and be able to get out of it. But there, I think he did. There, I think he was able to explain his joke, and I think it went over pretty well. So, again, it's on Bob because he stopped the showdown.
Yeah, sure.
But we'll say...
Yeah, his cohorts did not freak out.
No.
In that moment.
That's true.
Right. It was a good joke. Sean, I appreciate your efforts as well. All right. Candidate number five here on the NIT break. I'm sorry, Jay. We have to put it on you.
Yes.
It could be on OpEx, but you're the man at the helm. We have to put random drops firing off on Jay.
You actually saw him play...
Yeah.
Against, it was best on best for like five games, and he was a monster.
Yes, and of course, going in the other direction, your Mike Mamulas, your guys who test super well, but their tape is pretty spare. And so you clearly are looking for... Yes?
That wasn't me. Both my hands were up, and I was talking to DJ when that happened. I swear to God.
That's so funny.
Lando?
You know what I thought it was? I thought our wings had made a pick, and we were getting ready to announce that AZ Fudd was now a Dallas wing, and I was all excited, but I was not expecting, that was not me.
I wasn't even touching the mouse. I was on the other computer.
But if we were to go through the possibilities...
I understand.
Who else is sitting at the board?
That's fine. Put the gun to my head. I'll take
it. No, nobody wants to put a gun to
your
head.
I didn't do
it. That feels like a rash reaction here.
I'm really upset that it wasn't breaking Pope news now. We're like, wait, what?
I've still got hands up. I have not touched this computer.
Okay.
Who knows when the Pope is going to strike back? I mean, there's...
That's right.
Well, Jay immediately went on the defense.
It was interesting timing, too, because at that moment, the Wings were on the clock.
Mm. And just like my Lee Trevino moment, it's always the worst possible drop that misfires.
Yours is still worse.
Yeah.
That was just a breaking news sounder.
It's like, you hear that, it's like, oh, God, did somebody die? And, like, okay.
That wasn't me.
So funny.
Tyler said it happened to him this morning, too, so
uh-huh.
Good thing it wasn't just me.
And then why did Dave try to pin it on you, Lando?
Well, you got to remember, I would be most likely breaking the news,
okay.
But also we're all scrambling because as soon as it went off, I like immediately checked Twitter and went. I was like, did I miss something?
You thought Jay was trying to take your job? Well, Jay, like I said, it's got to be on somebody. So it's on you, my friend. And candidate number 6 here on the NIT break is one Jacob Detamore. A lot of fallout has occurred from this that maybe we can get into at some point. But he was tasked at 8:15 during the Muser segment about can we be bored. He was tasked with playing their audio. Well, he was not ready.
We spend most of our time, most of us, looking at a little screen. We look at our phones and we doom scroll, or maybe we're just texting. No matter what we're doing, we depend on these things way too much. So here is Arthur Brooks explaining why this matters and how this has changed in the last 15 years. And yeah, we'll carry it on the ticket. What the flip?
What do you mean?
What's up? One sec, sorry.
No, what's going on? What's up, George? How are you doing?
Okay. Anyway.
No.
I want him to explain it because he does a much better job of it. And we were told 2 hours ago this was ready to go. And,
sorry.
It's all right. We got it now.
That you should reintroduce yourself to the meaning of life. You should manage your devices and don't let them
When I started
you.
My record label, okay. Business side.
I swear sorry. To God.
Yeah, turn into Tony Ragu. Tony Ragu would not handle
this
well.
Is that a good
well.
One? I don't know. I don't know how he would do it, but he's probably saying something like that.
Can't really get voice, but anyway.
So, all of human history, boredom was just a part of life.
Oh, he got it.
So they finally get it going. So it took him a minute to find it. Then when he does pull it up, he's just playing it directly from a website.
Got to get
so,
that ad blocker,
got to get
bro.
The ad in there.
Sorry.
Yeah. And then that. When you get passive-aggressive George,
yes.
You know you done effed up because he's like, thought we had this a couple of hours ago. But
usually the cool uncle can roll with just about anything. But
yeah.
George.
Yikes.
And then maybe someone tried to get that audio scrubbed from the top 10. I don't know who that would have been.
Hmm.
But
do we have some producer controversy
now in the
morning?
Someone may have tried.
Interesting. EA gunning for it? Look out.
Anyway, Daddy there, not prepared to play audio or do his job. All right,
all right
let's
brother.
Vote. Is it Baldy working for the wrong station again? Is it EA not being prepared for a Mavs show? Is it Bob with the wrong ad again? Bob stopping things down for comedy? Is it Jay and his random drop or Deddy? We will start the voting today with Sean.
I think Bob likes to say what he wants, so I'm going to vote for him.
Mm-hmm. All right. You're like an e-brake voter there. You just had to, as long as you had your joke, didn't matter who the candidate was. Mino.
Strong week, but I think Daddy stopped down the show the most. So let's go Daddy.
Jay? Okay, we have 3 separate votes so far. Lando.
Sorry. Dump that. Brother.
Sorry.
Dump that.
So that's another vote for Deddy. I will also vote for Deddy. So that is 3 votes for one Jacob Detamore. So
right,
he
brother.
Wins this week's NIT break, giving him all time 2.
Okay. Oh, we have breaking news, Jay.
I swear that was not me.
Congratulations, Deddy.